Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Steve Anderson and his wife Pam retired from the practice of law in 2006 and set off to sail the Mediterranean Sea. Steve was 56, Pam was 50. They sold their house, bought a sailboat, sailed across the Atlantic, lived aboard the Mediterranean Sea for the next 11 years. This is the story of the first 5 years of their adventure, told in a series of dispatches he sent home for friends and family. Many people dream of retiring and spending their days sailing. Well, Steve and Pam lived it. Steve Anderson was born in rural Ohio, married his law school classmate Pam Steele in 1975, lost her to breast cancer in 2019. They had two sons, both now grown. Steve began his travels early, bicycling around Europe with a friend right after high school. Steve's professional career was as a civil trial lawyer, first in the United States Department of Justice for 8 years, and then in private practice for 23 years. He's now remarried, lives in Asheville, North Carolina. Steve Anderson, author of Over the Bar, a burned-out lawyer, sails off to the Mediterranean Sea, is our guest on This Week in America. Steve, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. Great to be here.
What an amazing story you tell in this book for all of us that thought, you know, at some point it'd be nice to chuck this all and go do that. You and Pam actually did it and got some remarkable stories. Who is the book designed for? Who do you think will enjoy reading these stories?
The book really is for people who enjoy traveling to places they haven't been before. We stumbled into a lot of different places that we'd never been before. When I assembled all of these vignettes that I had sent back to friends into a book, I actually had to include maps so that people would have some idea of where we were, because many of the places we went to, I'd never been before. But people who like going to new places, meeting new people, learning about different culture, different history, that's who would enjoy the book.
Well, it's like a travelogue with personality, because you give us some history. We have a sense of what it's like, what the locals are like, told through the eyes of you and Pam as you're going on this journey. Talk about, I was going to list the countries you visited, but it was going to take me like about a half hour just to do that. Go through some of the countries you visited, because basically, if they exist, you have been there.
Well, except for Libya and Algeria and Morocco, we went to every country that touches the Mediterranean. You can go around the north coast. It's Spain, France, Italy, Greece, Turkey, Syria, Lebanon, Israel, Egypt, Cyprus. We've been to the big islands, and we visited probably 60 different small Greek islands that you can only get to by boat. They don't have airports. You have to take a ferry or sail your own boat.
It's an amazing story. Steve Anderson, the book available at Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. The book is Over the Bar, A Burned-Out Lawyer Sails Off to the Mediterranean Sea. Link on by going to our website, This Week in America, and you'll get to the Amazon page and get that information. Talk about some of the most unusual experiences that you went through. I know there are many, but just give us a highlight of some of those that stick out.
Well, one that sticks out definitely was camping with Bedouins and riding camels in the Wadi Rum region of Jordan. We flew in hot air balloons over Cappadocia. A lot of the events that I write about took place on land. I mean, on a boat, we did use a boat to get from place to place, and we had some adventures. But mostly, it was things on land and very, very friendly places. In Turkey, we stayed in one place 3 winters in a row. We spent a winter in Barcelona, right downtown where the marina is. Just a diverse number of experiences, and always very positive. Surprisingly, we had really no problems.
Just an amazing story that unfolds in the book, Over the Bar, A Burned Out Lawyer Sails Off to the Mediterranean Sea. Steve Anderson, the author, is our guest on the program. Did you ever feel threatened? You talk about dealing with the locals, and usually that worked out well. Any times when you thought, like, okay, maybe we're in over our heads on this one?
There were a couple, but it turned out we just misunderstood the situation. Pam had read, when we were on Sardinia, she had read that the mountain people sometimes kidnapped tourists to hold them for ransom. She was not sure that she wanted to go driving around the countryside, but I talked her into it. So we're up in the mountains riding around, and we come around a curve, and there's a group of sheep, and then there are three rough-looking guys with rifles over their shoulder, and they've got long branches over the road to stop us. And I'm thinking, oh, maybe this was not a good idea. But as we approach, they pull the branches back and they kind of wave. Well, we go past 100 yards, go around a curve, and there's a speed trap that the police have set up. All the shepherds were doing was slowing me down to keep me from getting a ticket. So, you know, there was no reason to feel threatened, but I was a little uneasy. At first blush.
I'm sure, yeah, the first time, and you're wondering what is going on there. The book Over the Bar, A Burned Out Lawyer Sails Off to the Mediterranean Sea. Steve Anderson, our guest on the program, the author of the book. What do you hope readers take away from the stories you tell here? They're entertaining. They're fun to read, reliving these experiences with you. What do you hope the takeaway is for the reader?
You know, there's no message to the book. It's not a how-to book or a sailing book particularly. It is entertainment. But I think people who like to travel will be entertained by reading about what happened to us. And if there is any broader theme, it would be how incredibly kind most people are. We had more kind experiences than I could possibly write about. But if we have time, I'll relate just one.
Please.
We're in Trabzon, Turkey. Who's ever heard of Trabzon, right? It's a city of 300,000 people on the Black Sea coast in the far northeast corner of Turkey. And we've rented a car, and we're going to drive in the countryside. But this evening, we're going out for dinner. And because we rent cheap cars and the gauges don't work, I run out of gas. And I run out of gas on an expressway, which is really not good.
No.
And it's evening, so it's going to be dark soon. And there's no shoulder. Because where their shoulder should be, they're getting ready to expand the expressway. And they're going to build a new lane. So instead of having a shoulder, you have a ditch that's about a foot and a half deep and about 12 feet wide. And it's muddy at this point. So I can't even get off the expressway. Well, I leave Pam in the car and go hoofing down the road, trying to get some gas in a gas can. Now, on the other side of the road, there is a park. And there's some families there who have blankets spread out, and they're having dinner. And one of them sends one of their kids over to invite Pam to join them. Now, you might think a 60-year-old woman in a country that she doesn't know, where she doesn't speak the language, she doesn't know the city, doesn't know the neighborhood, it's going to be dark soon, she might want to stay in the car with the doors locked. But we have had so many wonderful experiences that she goes, sure, I'll go. So she goes over and she meets with these people and tries to explain that my husband is going to get gas. Well, it turns dark. Everybody else in the park leaves. But this family stays with Pam until I get back. And as I'm approaching the car, finally, the teenage girl in the group jumps up and goes, my husband, because she understood when Pam was describing my husband went to get gas, she thought my husband was my name. Well, Pam doesn't want me to get to the car and see it empty. So she comes running across the park and I see her running toward the car and she's being chased by a posse. All these people, and they went down into the ditch, across the ditch, up, and now there's this group of people standing behind the car, I'm putting gas in the car. The guy gets the car started. And now there are a group of like eight of us behind the car. The women are hugging Pam. The guy's shaking my hand. Everybody's thumbs up. The kids are clapping. We don't have a language in common. We don't have culture in common. We don't have religion in common. It's mostly dark. It's a strobe effect with the light. The only light we have are the headlights of the cars that are whizzing by 4 feet away on this expressway. And yet here we are having this wonderful moment together. You just can't make this stuff up.
No, you can't. And it's just, it's a bizarre story and heartwarming at the same time, isn't it? It's a story of people, and you don't even need to speak the same language to be able to actually communicate, to understand, to empathize with what somebody's going through.
And that happened to us over and over. We found that people were very, of course, we're non-threatening, and we're guests in their country, and we tried to act like guests. But people that we met acted like hosts and often understood that we were vulnerable or that we had needs and went out of their way, like these people did, to reassure us, to make us, it could have been a very anxious situation. And instead, they made it a lovely situation. And I write about things like that. And they happen over and over again. And then we have some, you know, just very unusual experiences. So it was a great trip. It really was.
You can read about that story and so many more in Steve's book, Over the Bar, A Burned Out Lawyer Sails Off to the Mediterranean Sea. Steve Anderson, our guest and the author on the program. Living on the sailboat, that can be treacherous, I would think, from time to time. Were there any scares on the sailboat? Because weather is an unknown in so many circumstances.
Mostly we were not scared, but there were a couple times when we were sailing down the coast of Spain in the Atlantic Ocean. We had some strong winds behind us that had built up some big seas. And when the sea comes up behind the sailboat, it lifts up the back of the boat until you get high enough that you go surfing down the wave. And in the middle of the night, 3 a.m. when there's no moon, and you're surfing.
Oh, yes.
About, it's terrifying. It is absolutely terrifying to be surfing down the front of a wave. So that was a little scary. And twice we had the boat knocked down where the wind got so strong that it actually pushed the mast over onto the water. And we ran into a few water spouts, which are a little intimidating. But, you know, over a 5-year period, that's not that much. And most of the time, it was very benign, and you know, we had a good time.
You did this for 11 years, the first 5 years, the years chronicled in the book Over the Bar. Why did you stop writing the vignettes at that time?
Well, as I said at the beginning, this is a book for people who like to go to new places. And after 5 years, we had been to most of the places that we wanted to go, and I did not have that excitement of going into a place we hadn't been to before, which it just inspires the writing. I mean, it is fun to write about something that you've never seen before, done before, but the third or fourth time you do it, it wouldn't be that interesting to readers. So these are all places that we're going into for the first time and discovering. And then the last 6 years, we were revisiting the places that we really liked, and spending especially a lot of time in the Greek islands, which are phenomenal.
How did the trip end at the end of 11 years? Did you plan on we're going to go for 11 years, or did it just happen that, okay, I think we've done it?
No, the plan was we were going to go for 2 years.
2 years, okay.
We had so much, it was just so much fun. And we didn't, because we were sharing it, and the group of people that we were sharing it with was growing exponentially over the 5 years, with these vignettes that I would send home, the distribution list, I kept having people ask to join. So it grew. So we felt satisfied about that. But then, sadly, my wife got breast cancer. And after we had planned to sail back, and we were going to hit Morocco on the way out. and I regret we didn't get to Morocco, but her health failed us. So I had to ship the boat back, and she passed away in 2019.
So sorry to hear that, but the memories, and they come alive in the book. That the book is sort of a legacy to the two of you and to Pam and what you went through, what you share, those experiences. The book is available at Amazon, Over the Bar, A Burned Out Lawyer Sails Off to the Mediterranean Sea. Probably difficult to, if I ask you your favorite area, but what are some that come to mind? Because I'm sure people ask that, and I'm sure it's difficult to come up with one. But in your mind, what are some of the favorites that you really enjoyed visiting?
Well, sailing into Santorini, one of the Greek islands, was certainly a high point. I mean, it's just stunning. A lot of the Greek islands, we enjoyed staying at those. We particularly enjoyed the Black Sea coast of Turkey, which is unusual. Not many people go there. It's very hard to get there. It's remote. But the people are astonishingly friendly. Words almost failed me, but I tried. underground caverns in Sardinia, living right downtown in Barcelona on your own boat is very exciting. You can walk to all of the little places. We had our dinghy in Venice and went in through the canals and got lost, and that was a fun adventure. Seeing the pyramids was
yes,
a high point, certainly. And the Holy Land, we spent a couple of weeks in Israel. So
well, I knew the list couldn't be just one out of all the places that you saw, and you bring to life in Over the Bar. You also talk about those you probably wouldn't run back to again. There's one country in particular that if they were giving gold away to people on sailboats that come in here, we wouldn't go back there. What was that country that you'd avoid again?
Well, that was Gibraltar. And I have to say, you know, As I say in the book, you know, in Lake Wobegon, everybody is above average. Well, not everybody can be above average. And Gibraltar is you could think of it as sort of a boil on the rear end of Spain, as far as I'm concerned. it's down at the base, and we met a couple nice people, but basically, there were a lot of flies. It was unpleasant. You just have to read the book.
Well, and I will encourage people to do that. And to find an average, you need a number of people that are below average, so you get to an average. So that pool's got to come from somewhere. And I think Steve and Pam found it while they were out traveling. The book is Over the Bar, A Burned Out Lawyer Sails Off to the Mediterranean Sea. Looking back on that now and the time spent, the money spent, some people would say, boy, that sounds great, but that probably was costly, left work early. Yeah, balancing it all out, any regrets as to what you did?
I have none at all. And, you know, my wife, when she passed, it is sad when you lose someone. But, you know, she spent the last 11 years of her life sailing around the Mediterranean on her own boat, seeing places and meeting new people. And, you know, to die in your 70s after doing that is sad, but it's not a tragedy. And we were very lucky. We left at the height of our careers, so we gave up a lot of earning potential for a number of years, and we missed weddings and anniversaries and things like that. Which were sacrifices. There's no question about it. But I carry with me so many treasured memories, and I've had such a great time sharing them with people that I have no regrets at all. I wish everybody could do it, but it practically you can't.
You know, it's interesting what this book came about. You move and somebody finds out you've written this book and other people start reading it. What is that sort of where this whole idea came for this edition of Over the Bar?
Yes. The first edition, I had sent out all of these little vignettes, and over 5 years, I then assembled them, put them together with maps, and I did no advertising with the book at all, and I still sold several hundred copies, all by word of mouth. And then I just kind of let it die, and when I remarried and moved to Asheville, somebody learned that I'd written a book. And so I told them, well, you can get it on Amazon, which they did. They read it, and then they started talking to their friends about it, and I had another boomlet of sales. And so I'm now coming out with a second edition, which is basically the same as the first, but I'm vain enough to think that it might go to more people and bring enjoyment to more people. And if I can do that, that's great, because the proceeds... I have a son, my oldest son is type 1 diabetic, and so all of my royalties go to JDRF, the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. Yes. I'm not doing this to make money. I don't need to make money off the book. I just think people might enjoy it.
So they will enjoy it, and the money they pay for the book, because of your generosity and philanthropy, going to possibly help people in the long run. So it's a win-win situation for everybody. Talk about, and I've just got a minute or so here at the end, but as I'm reading this, how fortunate you were to find a partner in life who shared your love of travel and adventure. And I got the impression she was a partner. She was right there with you. I mean, what an amazing life the two of you had together.
Pam was a very, she was a very brave woman. You might say anyone who goes sailing with me is brave, but she wasn't a sailor in the sense that she loved to make the boat go and reveled in the mechanics of sailing. She was a traveler. She liked where we arrived. And
yes,
I liked the getting from one place to another as well as the arrival. But whenever we got in trouble, she was totally stalwart. And I remember one night when we were up against the dock and a storm came in and we had to cut the dock lines and leave at 4 a.m. and we couldn't see where we were going and the electronics wouldn't start. And so I went down below to get things restarted and hooked up. And I came back and she had tears streaming down her cheek, but she was at the helm keeping the course. She was remarkable.
Well, an amazing woman, Pam, and along with Steve, such an adventure told through Steve's eyes and books. The book is Over the Bar, A Burned Out Lawyer, sails off to the Mediterranean Sea. Steve, it's been a pleasure. Good luck with selling, and it's a remarkable story. And I'm glad your friends encouraged you to do this edition. The money is going for a remarkably important cause. And thank you. So it's been a pleasure. Thank you for joining us on the program.
Thank you, Rick.
The book is Over the Bar, A Burned Out Lawyer Sails Off to the Mediterranean Sea. The book is available Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. You can link onto our website and get information. We thank KingPagesPress.com, author's marketing consultant, for arranging our conversation with Steve today. And, of course, all this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.